Hello, dear viewers. I'm George from Ireland. This video is about the late and unlamented Charlie Kirk, who was shot dead a few days ago. Now, let me emphasize, I did not want him to be shot or physically harmed in any way. He was evil. I do not mourn him, but he should not have been attacked in any way. Goodness, I do not mourn him. Tens of thousands of people die every single day in the world, at least tens of thousands. Some of them were good, some of them were neutral. He was a complete stranger to me. I mean, I knew of him, but, you know, I will save my tears for those whom I love. And I will at least feel some sorrow for people who are neutral. But he really was a baleful influence, and he wove this over impressionable young minds, principally. Did he believe what he said? I think largely he did, but sincerity is not excusatory for what he did, and my detestation of him is not justificatory of the crime that was committed against him. Whoever murdered Charlie Kirk should be awarded a life sentence. So, goodness. And so why do so many people revile the late Charlie Kirk? Well, there's ample evidence that he was openly racist. We can take his words himself, the great replacement theory, and saying that that were that the Democratic politicians had openly said that their objective was to replace whites in the United States with non-whites. Can you name me a single politician in the United States who says that that is his or her objective? And it's true that the white majority of the United States is declining. Partly they tend to have fewer children, and immigration is mostly from the non-white world. Not, you know, where is the rest of the white world? It's principally Europe, and rather few Americans, or Europeans, want to move to the United States. Now, why might that be? Charlie Kirk would maybe want to ask his own preferred Republican Party why the United States has become less attractive to people from Europe over the past 30 years or so, despite Europe having its own significant problems, and so on. So hatred is a word that he used a lot. This is what he said about the politicians who supposedly want this. They hate, they don't live in big cities, okay? So they hate those of you that live in rural and small America. They hate those of you that own land and have guns and believe in a better country. And they have a plan to try and get rid of you. I'll say that last bit again. Get rid of you. Is that kill? Is that drive you out? What else would get rid of you be? Because among people born in America, they share, who are alienated by how much the left obviously hates them, is constantly growing. So I think that not very much of this is true. All right, there might be some of the wilder fringes of self-loathing whites, but largely this is bogus, that they're being replaced. Well, as I say, yeah, more non-whites are moving in, and whites are choosing not to have so many children. Americans generally choose not to have so many children. It's a trend observable all across the Western world, but it's no big conspiracy or something like that. And so Charlie Kirk should also look into socioeconomic reasons around this, about, you know, the way there's no minimum wage in many states, and he's against that. The rising cost of living, the rising cost of healthcare, the rising cost of third level education. And that might have something to do with the fact that people don't have as many children as before. And now he's a well-known Islamophobe. Now, Islam is a set of beliefs and practices. And of course, it's completely legitimate to scrutinize and indeed denigrate those. And I do that myself. But I'm not remotely anti-Muslim. I've lived in Muslim majority countries. I taught in schools where 90% of my pupils were Muslims. I had Muslim housemates and so on. I've had Muslim girlfriends and so on. I wouldn't have ruled out marrying one of them, not four of them. But anyway, this is what he had to say. We've been warning about the rise of Islam on the show to a great amount of backlash. We don't care. That's what we do here. And we said Islam is not compatible with civilization. Close quotation. Well, if a couple are compatible, they divorce. But how come there are Western Muslims? You know, at least 1% of the United States is Muslim. There are American Muslims at all levels. They should have equal rights, shouldn't they? I mean, they are elected. They are in Congress with the squad. Some of them are Muslim. So that those people, they're not Americans who are elected, which is ridiculous. The United States is a secular country. All right. Congress shall make no law about this. So therefore, Muslims have as much right as anybody else. And, you know, if you go back 100 years, some people would have said this about Jews. If you go back to this in the 19th century, some people in the United States would have said this about Catholics and so on. Islam is the sword the left is using to slit the throat of America. Close quotation. Wow. Talk about violent imagery. And violent rhetoric leads to violent acts, Charlie. So slit the throat as in kill. Wow. What a revolting image. Well, I don't think Islam is anywhere near remotely trying to kill America. Muslims want to go there and live there. There are loyal Muslim Americans. Some of them serve in the US military, which Charlie Kirk never ever did. All right, nothing wrong with that. But you shouldn't doubt their patriotism, that they're trying to defend the United States. And if there are some Muslims around the world who are hostile to the United States, maybe Charlie Kirk should have a look, or should have had a look at US foreign policy towards Middle Eastern countries over the last 60-odd years. Goodness, I don't see how the left is possibly trying to destroy the United States in which these American leftists live. It really is preposterous and very worrying. And of course, there are foolish people who buy this stuff. And then he was just so anti-intellectual, so dismissive of world experts. He who didn't have, well, hadn't completed any third level education, how could he possibly know as much as they could? But he was a glib and capable debater, and he was superficially convincing. I mean, he managed to dupe a lot of people. And so we go on. So it's very offensive and dehumanizing to Muslim people, as though they're dangerous, they're the enemy within, as though there weren't too much Islamophobia in the United States anyway, aggravating it even more. They face a lot of hate speech, a lot of racist comments, a lot of discrimination, and so on. So that clearly is aggravating bigotry against a vulnerable minority group, and so forth. Okay, Black Lives Matter said it's burn, loot, and murder. Wow. And okay, there were a few bad people on the fringes of it who did commit crimes, but the great majority of BLM people are not like that. You know, some black people were shot dead by the police, unarmed in the United States, and it hasn't happened once or twice, many, many times, and the police have often got away with it scot-free. Sometimes they shot the guy dead and said, oh, because he had a gun. You're allowed to have a gun in the United States, as Charlie Kirk would have been the first to remind you. Should every white with a gun have been shot dead? And so on it goes. So, you know, I'm on board with the main thrust about BLM. It's shocking that people are murdered by the police who get away with it. Anyway, and he said it should be legal to burn a BLM flag, but it is legal to burn a BLM flag. You know, it's legal to burn almost anything. And there was even debate, is it legal to burn the American flag in the United States? And Justice Scalia, Antonin Scalia, the late Supreme Court judge, he said he thought it was a revolting thing to do, but it ought to be permitted. Anyway, so yeah, he would very much stand up with Israel. Israel is a civilized country. Well, not very civilized as conduct towards Gaza. Sorry, that was my side. Hamas are a bunch of savage animals. The Muslims that run Hamas are not going to stop until they believe they can kill every single Jew on the face of the earth. That is their goal. So, close quotation, dehumanizing them. And of course, the 7th of October attacks, 2023, were very inhumane. What Israel has done is 100 times worse, because you just look how prolific the murders they have perpetrated are on the defenseless people of Gaza and so on, deliberately killing civilians again and again, as well as the widespread use of torture, kidnap, sexual violence, and so on. Really cruel, egregious acts, gratuitous destruction, desecration of graveyards, and so on. No, Israel is not starving Gazans. Well, that's obviously an outright lie, as is attested to by the United Nations, by multiple aid agencies, by so many Gazans themselves. It's absolutely irrefragable that they are. So you see how inhumane, how cruel he was, particularly to children, a man who always liked to tell us what a loving father he was. So it's very sickening that he would be promoting genocide like that. And obviously, denial of genocide is a crime under the Genocide Convention of 1948. And there is genocide in Gaza, as multiple Israeli world experts on genocide have said. And there could be no stronger authority on that one. It's absolutely crystal clear that that's the case. And he's a Christian, as he always liked to remind us. Jesus, meek and mild, suffer the little children to come to me, was so merciful in saying, he who lives by the sword shall die by the sword. You know, seems like a pacifist, but Gaza, but no compassion when it came to Gaza. Wow, he just dehumanized them. They just didn't count. Sometimes his Christian mercy ran out at that point. And loads of things, you know, lying about the 2020 election, lying about the 6th of January riot. How can he be against violent crime when he was in favor of that riot, denying that it was a riot, in favor of Trump, who obviously let these violent criminals off the hook, saying that they just took selfies in the US Congress? Well, taking selfies doesn't cause the deaths of 6 people, does it? They were there wanting to lynch various people like Mike Pence, the vice president. And Mike Pence, Trump's vice president's first term, gotta hand it to Mike Pence. The best work he ever did, best day's work, is to say, yeah, we lost. And he was on that presidential ticket too. Let's certify the election. Anyway, saying that the election was stolen, which is obviously a proven lie. It's been comprehensively debunked. Over 60 court cases lost by the Trump team, often heard in front of judges appointed by Donald Trump himself. So there can be no question of bias. That said, I think the Trump team did win one case. So lie after lie after lie, pernicious, consequential lies spewed out from Charlie Kirk's sewer. So there we go on. So it's very, very worrying that Martin Luther King was a bad guy. I mean, what a martyr of racial equality, that the Civil Rights was a huge mistake. The Civil Rights Act of 1964, which ensured that there could be no discrimination at state level, at federal level, there'd be integration. Wow, wow. Would Kirk like it? Whites were so persecuted in his mind. If all this Jim Crow stuff was done to whites, had to go to inferior schools and colleges and so on, and couldn't get lots of jobs, couldn't get well-paid jobs, really, the Civil Rights Act also cracking down on terrorism by the Ku Klux Klan. And the Civil Rights created a permanent DEI bureaucracy. Well, no, that's not true. That came far, far later. And the Civil Rights was an anti-white weapon. This really is ridiculous, passed overwhelmingly by white politicians. So he was either very thick or very dishonest, probably both. Yeah, MLK, Martin Luther King, is saying he was not a good person. He said one good thing he didn't actually believe. Well, I think Martin Luther King was a very good person. So I'm a right winger. It's completely consistent with being a right winger to say that Martin Luther King was a good person, a far more honourable figure than George Washington. Wow. And obviously, Martin Luther King had his flaws. I know he plagiarised his PhD thesis. OK, he was an adulterer. I mean, I don't care about that. But he was human, but he was definitely on the right side, working for racial justice and so on. So anyway, this will be exploited, the murder of Charlie Kirk, exploited by the Republican Party. But, you know, there's been the murder of Democratic politicians, and that doesn't mean that all right-wingers of the Republican Party are even indirectly responsible for that. And there's left-wing terrorism, there's right-wing terrorism. I mean, I can't quantify what there is more in the United States. But it shouldn't be used to take away free expression, things like that. But who's really turned up the temperature? Who's really engaged in violent, insightful rhetoric in the United States? Is it more the Democrats? Is it more the Republicans? Surely it's more the Republicans. And you think of the imagery they used, Carrie Lake, a Trumpite slavish loyalist who tried to win the gubernatorial race in Arizona. Did she try to win other stuff like a senatorial race and kept losing? And then she, in her advertisements, she was firing things at the TV. She was going to destroy fake news. And people are going to go a step further and destroy so-called fake journalists and so on. Marjorie Taylor Greene, this absolutely Trumpist lunatic, who starts firing an AR-15 at a Prius. That's a type of car, in case you didn't know, because it's got Green New Deal stickers and things like that. So she's into shooting things. It's not a big step from shooting cars to shooting people. Imagine if a Muslim politician was doing this. What would you say about that? So who's really promoting terrorism? Who's really going Looney Tunes? It's not the Democratic Party. Josh Mandel, who stood for the Ohio Senate, and then he is firing guns whilst I'm spouting off about radical leftists. I mean, you can denounce radical leftists. I do too. But to connect that to firing guns, highly irresponsible, don't you think? Eric Greitens, who in Missouri, he stood for the Senate. He was governor of the state previously. And then he talked about hunting rhinos. Yeah, a tactical team to hunt rhinos, Republican name only, because they weren't hardliners in the party. Marsha Blackburn. Okay, she's in the US Senate, and then she's shooting targets whilst raiding against big government and so on. Martha McSally, who used to be a governor for Arizona, she's firing an AR in the desert near the border to stress border security as you're going to shoot dead unarmed people for crossing the border. Wow, wow. That's the kind of thing the Chinese do. Johnny Ernst, the US senator from Iowa, shooting at targets. Okay, fortunately, I think he didn't link that to killing his political opponents. Jim Justice, who was governor of West Virginia, blowing up these regulations with dynamite, because he said they were bad for jobs. You could have torn them up or something. Brian Kemp was governor of Georgia. There he is with a shotgun, holding a shotgun whilst talking about immigration. At least he wasn't shooting things. Joe Manchin. Now, I know he's a Democrat, but they say, well, he was more Republican aligned. Shooting stuff again. Whatever. Blake Masters, who was stood for the Arizona Senate, lost. Okay, there he is holding his short barrel rifle. I think he wasn't shooting things, and so on. Thomas Massie. Okay, so they're all his whole family are holding guns. Like, why? Why are you so pathetic? What's so inadequate with you? You have to be showing off your guns, and so on. And Steve Wesley. Okay, and he's obviously firing weapons as exploding targets. So there's one part of the United States which is really trying to introduce the gun and firing guns and blowing things up as part of the political discourse. And so it was really his beloved Republican Party who's more responsible for turning up the temperature for this incendiary political rhetoric. Anyway, thank you for watching. And make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then into PayPal, and do what you can to reduce violence in politics.